We've got 9 games on a Thursday. Hey guys, welcome to Daily Fantasy Live podcast on CBSSports.com. Do we not have 5 games? You're giving me a look. You always give me these looks.
Well,
you need to verbalize. It's a podcast.
I'm wondering if it's a 9-game Thursday or a 9-game night slate, because there's 2-day games.
It's a 9-game Thursday.
And 7 at night.
No.
Okay, so there's 11 games on Thursday.
There are 11 games today. 9 of them will be in tonight's slate. Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Life podcast.
There are times when I'm wrong. We're going to just get into it right away. We've got. Okay. There are times when I'm wrong, yes, and your feedback is appreciated.
Okay.
This is not one of those times.
What about when you said there was an 8-inch difference between Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve?
I was wrong. And you pointed it out.
Was your feedback appreciated? Was my feedback appreciated?
And it was appreciated.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
This does a disservice to our listeners because they have to hear us bicker. We're going to talk about the 9-game MLB main slate for Thursday. Sorry we didn't get a podcast to you on Wednesday. It was Heath's fault.
Yeah, I mean, really it was. That it's become clear that a podcast cannot happen without me.
I think so. So, we've got 2 elite pitchers on the slate tonight.
Really?
There's two of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know who the other one is.
In terms of price.
Jacob DeGrom and Adam Conley.
In terms of price, there are 2 elite pitchers. Jacob DeGrom going against the San Diego Padres and Masahiro Tanaka going against the Baltimore Orioles. Is there any chance you will be playing Masahiro Tanaka tonight?
No.
I've been trying to decide for a good portion of the day if I'm going to play 100% DeGrom in tournaments or not.
Okay.
And I don't think I will, but it's not going to be because of Tanaka. Yeah.
I think that makes sense. Jacob DeGrom, let's catch you up to speed, averaging 41.7 fantasy points per game, 1.02 ERA on the season. But his velocity's down. Are we worried about that?
If he had started the regular season when everyone else did and pitched on regular rest every time since then, I would be very concerned.
Okay.
Because it's down 3.1 miles per hour. That's bad.
Yep. Yeah.
But he's made how many starts?
3.
Yeah, and he missed a period of time.
Yep.
I'm not concerned at all.
What about the fact that his velocity was down considerably in the spring as well? This is not just a 3-start thing. It was this was a talking point in
the
spring.
It's not. Nobody was worried about it from what I remember within their organization that his velocity was down in the spring because he was just getting his velocity up. And then right about the time he started to get his velocity up, he had to miss 2 weeks.
Did he ever get his velocity up?
He was working towards it. He was getting ready to make the leap right before his absence.
Okay.
Okay, Chris, are you telling me not to play Jacob DeGrom against the Padres?
I'm simply asking the questions, Heath.
I think Jacob DeGrom could throw underhanded and probably give up 2 runs tonight.
I think he is the top play of the night. I think it's a pretty clear thing, especially in cash games. Is he going to be more than 50% owned in cash?
Yes.
Okay. Well, is there really anything to discuss with Jacob DeGrom? Then what do you think his upside is tonight?
You discussed it.
What do you think Jacob DeGrom's upside is tonight?
Complete game shutout, 10 strikeouts, and a win?
Yeah.
I mean,
he could strike out more than 10.
Yeah.
But
if he strikes out more than 10, he may not get the complete game shutout.
I'm going to say his upside is 36, 60, 72 fantasy points.
Okay.
That's his upside.
That's a pretty good upside. That makes me want to play Jacob DeGrom. But if you're not playing Jacob DeGrom, if you're not playing Tanaka, and that's probably less of an if than a you are not playing Tanaka, who else do you like on this slate? Nobody else is above 7,800. The third most expensive pitcher is J.A. Happ, so it's not a great situation here.
We're going to turn it over to you for the number 2 option of the day. Wax poetic.
I don't really see.
Oh, come on.
Stop. I don't know what this has to do
just,
with me.
Just do it. We know who you want to talk about.
Are we talking about Adam Conley?
Go ahead.
He's good. That's a.
We're going to find out how good he is tonight.
I mean,
this is a ridiculously tough matchup if early season numbers are to be believed.
Who hits lefties well on the Diamondbacks? I know.
Paul Goldschmidt, Wellington Castillo.
Obviously. Okay.
We'll see if Gene Segura is back.
Yeah.
He hits lefties much better.
Okay.
Yep.
Brandon Drury has crushed lefties this year.
Yes.
I don't know for sure that he's good.
Yeah.
But he has hit lefties very hard. Other than that, that's probably it.
It's enough to get in trouble.
Okay. So, do you still think Adam Conley, having said all that, do you think Adam Conley is your second favorite pitcher of the night?
All you're doing is asking questions about Adam Conley. You are the Adam Conley expert of the podcast. We want you to tell us about Adam Conley and what he can do.
We've seen what he can do. He flirted with a no-hitter the last time he was on the mound. Well, he had a no-hitter going into the eighth.
Who was that against?
Milwaukee.
Okay.
At Miller Park.
Right.
That's you've said things.
No, in ways that actually is kind of a similar matchup. I mean, they do have a few. Milwaukee has a few hitters that can hit lefties.
I mean, the top of their lineup, Jonathan LaCroix, Ryan Braun, they've got some guys that can hit lefties. Domingo Santana. He did a really good job against them. But he's a tournament play tonight, right? There's no way you're playing him in cash.
On DraftKings, I probably will, where you get two pitchers.
You have to pick two pitchers.
Yeah.
Beyond Adam Conley going against the Arizona Diamondbacks in Miami.
There's not any other pitchers I'm going to use.
There's one other pitcher that I will use.
Okay.
Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs. I will use some Kyle Hendricks.
Kyle Hendricks going against the Nationals. That's actually a somewhat interesting combination of pitchers in that it's Kyle Hendrick against Joe Ross, but there's no chance you play Joe Ross against the Cubs.
No, absolutely not.
The Cubs are – there are a lot of numbers flying around about the Cubs are on pace for this, the Cubs are on pace for that. They have the best run differential for a 26-game stretch, any 26-game stretch of the season, not just the first 26 games, any 26-game stretch that a team has had since the 1944 St. Louis Cardinals.
Wow.
The Cubs are extremely good. They're unbelievable on offense. The pitching's been great. You just – even in a tournament, if you're playing 20 lineups, I know Joe Ross has a lot of upside, but that just – it doesn't feel like a winning choice.
No, I'm not. You can't play Joe Ross tonight.
Let's talk about some other pitchers. What about Wade Miley going against the Houston Astros?
Nope.
That's a team that has a lot of strikeout potential. No?
They are my third favorite stack.
Third favorite stack.
The other guy that I could see taking a flyer on is Kevin Gausman.
Kevin Gausman against the Yankees. The Yankees are without Alex Rodriguez. Their offense has been pretty bad this season. That one makes sense.
The only issue with it is I don't know that you need to go that cheap at pitcher tonight.
Okay. I mean, because there aren't that many good pitchers on the slate, there should be a lot of options at the hitting positions.
There should be, but the pricing doesn't... Like, you can still build very nice rosters with Jacob deGrom.
Okay. Let's move. Not much to talk about with pitching today. I think this is going to be a short show.
Oh, well, we'll find something to get pedantic over.
That's your middle name. Heath will find something to get pedantic over.
You know, my middle name is actually Heath.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your first name?
Brian.
Wow. This changes
everything.
I didn't
know that.
So you can't ever say anything as my middle name because you always call me by my middle name.
Wow.
Wow.
I need a moment to process this.
Okay.
And while I'm taking that moment, why don't you guys tell me your favorite stacks? Mike, you go first.
Well, I'm not going to say the Blue Jays because I hate the Blue Jays. I'm going to say the Cubs. I love the Cubs against Joe Ross.
Yeah. Lefty
Cubs, right?
All of the Cubs, but yes, particularly the lefties.
He's been damn good against right-handed batters.
He has, but the lefties are going to get to him, and a few of the righties are going to have plenty of opportunities with runners in scoring position tonight. So I like all the Cubs.
I feel like the Cubs are we're at a point where the Cubs are kind of like at cores. You know, it's just kind of like it goes without saying that the Cubs are good.
I mean, I think it's appropriate if you're someone who's playing 10 to 20 lineups a night, just stack the Cubs every night. One Cubs stack every night.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have said the same thing with the Blue Jays a week ago.
Oh, I've been stacking the Blue Jays every night for a week.
They're my favorite stack of the day. If you follow me on Twitter, you probably already know how I feel about the Blue Jays' recent string. I think that's the most tweets I've ever had in one day about one particular subject.
Okay.
And I believe the Blue Jays. I posted a poll on Twitter yesterday. Do the Blue Jays suck? You don't think so, right, Chris?
I do not think so.
Do you think Derek Holland is a good pitcher?
Not really.
Okay. Do you think that slumps are predictive?
To a certain extent.
Do you think that team slumps are predictive?
They can be indicative.
right.
of a run of extremely tough pitchers.
That not what happened here.
Okay.
Not at all. You have no excuse for not stacking the Jays tonight. Is my point. If you believe those things to be true, you should. And it was the same way with Colby Lewis. It was the same way with Martin Perez. It has not worked. But that doesn't matter. And somebody came at me on Twitter with the gambler's fallacy, as if I was saying because they've been bad for so many days in a row, they will be good today. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is because they are good and the pitcher they're facing is bad, they will be good.
Yes.
Okay. So the Blue Jays, the Cubs, any other less obvious stacks tonight? There are a lot of pitchers. I think there are 7 pitchers under 6,000, so there are... There should be a lot of options to choose from. I will, you forced me to talk about Adam Conley. I might as well make another homer pick. Right-handed Marlins going against Robbie Ray.
Yep.
Giving up a lot of fly balls. His control's been bad. Giancarlo Stanton, Hetcheverry, if you want a cheap play. JT Realmuto's probably going to lead off again because it's worked 2 games in a row. Yep. And Chris Johnson is probably going to get the start at first base. So all 4 of those guys are nice plays.
Let me just give you a stat line.
Okay.
And you tell me if it's good, bad, indifferent, whatever. 8 1/3 inning pitched, 23 hits allowed, 20 runs allowed, 8 walks, and 5 home runs allowed.
Yeah, Alfredo Simon's been bad against left-handed batters.
No, that's Alfredo Simon's last 4 games.
Oh, okay.
Not against left-handed batters. That would be...
It was a pretty good guess, though.
It was a good guess. I am stacking the Brewers... In a couple of different lineups, I'd say Jonathan LaCroix, Ryan Braun, maybe Domingo Santana will come back. The one I have trouble with, and I think he's got it. You okay?
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yes.
Loud knuckle crack.
Chris Carter.
Yeah.
Very nice dong potential tonight.
Yes.
He's $3,500. We've reached the point where Chris Carter is more expensive than Edwin Encarnacion.
Makes perfect sense.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think I can play Chris Carter.
No. I won't let you.
But I'm going to have some Brewers exposure for
sure. I mean, we should just talk about... This is amazing. I haven't looked at Alfredo Simon's splits yet. He's giving up a 375, 480, 475 line to right-handed batters, which is a 955 OPS. That's really bad. To left-handed batters, he's giving up a 464, 531, 1036 line. Left-handed hitters are slugging 1036 against Alfredo Simon this season. They have a 50% hard hit rate, a 563 BABIP. 8 of the 13 hits by left-handed batters against Alfredo Simon have gone for extra bases.
Chris,
Alfredo Simon's, he's never been good.
Right.
But he's just all kinds of gross right now.
Well, last year was one of the worst years of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like that wasn't a fluke. I don't think that was luck based.
You know,
no,
it's hard. We get on teams a lot for their decision making, but sometimes a player sits out there until like spring training unsigned for a reason.
Yeah,
yeah.
Any other stacks that you guys like tonight? Do you like the Mets against Colin Ray?
I like the Seattle Mariners.
Okay, the Seattle Mariners going against Chris Devinsky.
Yes,
these are the situations that scare me.
It's a bullpen game for the Astros.
Okay, bullpen games. Yeah, that's usually one where the manager's saying we kind of don't have any chance. Maybe we just scored 16 runs last night. Maybe we can get that again because we're going to need to score a lot of runs.
Yep.
That one makes sense. Left-handed Mariners in particular, or all Mariners?
All Mariners, really. Nelson Cruz. It doesn't really matter if he's facing left or right-handed pitcher. Mm-hmm. He's still got plenty of upside.
Although, much better against lefties.
Much better against lefties, but I believe this park is decent for right-handed power.
Okay.
So.
I know he's been pretty bad this year overall, but Leonis Martin, $2,700 going against Chris Devinsky. I think he's a...
I hate that he hits ninth, but other than that, I like him a lot.
Yeah, I mean, if we think they're going to bat a lot, it might not matter all that much.
Well, yeah, and they're on the road, so that does help.
Yeah.
Anything
else?
No.
All right. Do you have your BVP All-Stars for us?
Do you
have some good ones?
Delicious.
Okay.
Adam Conley will be the starting pitcher, and that has nothing to do with BVP. That's a good start, right?
Sure. I mean, best pitcher on the slate.
First base is a great position for BVP tonight. I'll just say that right out of the gates. We'll start off with Jonathan LaCroix.
Okay.
Who is 6-for-10 off of Alfredo Simon with two dongs, has an 1836 OPS. Edwin Encarnacion is 5-for-15 off of Derek Holland with two dongs and 1133 OPS. Jose Altuve is 7-for-12 against Wade Miley with a 1417 OPS. Josh Donaldson, who has been so bad lately, 6-for-20 against Derek Holland with two dongs and a 1091 OPS. Hopefully Gene Segura is back in the lineup. He's 4-for-6 against Adam Conley. Carlos Gomez against Wade Miley, 5-for-15 with a dong and an 11.08 OPS. Charlie Blackman against Matt Cain, 7-for-16 with a dong against Matt Cain, a 1,009 OPS. I guess was the 10 is not the right way to say that. And then our last spot, we only have 2,300 left for the outfield. So we're going to hope that Ichiro plays against a lefty.
Okay.
Because he's got a great history against Robbie Ray. He's 1-for-3 with a double. Actually, with a triple. I take that back.
But we're going to hope that Ichiro plays against a lefty.
He's much better against lefties.
If he doesn't...
No, he is. It's been like a four-year thing. He can't hit righties, but he's got like a sub-500 or like a 550 OPS against righties, but he hits lefties really well.
If he doesn't, you could play Aaron Hicks, who's 1-for-2 with a double off Kevin Gausman.
There you go.
Sees Gausman really well.
I would prefer to not play Aaron Hicks against right-handed pitchers.
Well, the Yankees don't seem to mind.
They might not. All right. You guys want to chase some dongs? Man. You guys want to actually try catching a dong this week?
I want to know what the updated standings are, because I think it's time for some more scoring system controversy.
Why?
Because we've gone a week without...
We've gone dongless.
We've gone dongless this week, and I feel like the scores are now considerably closer.
Oh, you're going to have to give me some time.
You don't have the scoring system updated?
You didn't update last night's picks yet, did you?
I did update last night's picks, but not for the whole season.
Oh, okay.
So just kill some time.
I mean, it's pretty easy to say that we're all tied at 0 for the week.
Yes.
Mike, you were like doubling Chris up when we came into this week, because you just had the greatest week in Dong Chasers history.
Yes.
He wasn't quite doubling me up. Let's not overstate the case.
I have a feeling that Chris has gained significant ground on you.
No.
No?
Why would I have?
Because the scoring system, you can't get all the way to 0.
The scoring system, look, you might dislike the scoring system, but it has an internal logic.
We all lost points over the last week. Mike and I lost more points because we had a higher score. You will now be closer to Mike.
It's a fact. I don't think that's true.
Okay. Well, I'm interested to hear what the...
It appears to be true.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. No. Mike lost about 0.78 points. I lost about 0.71. So I'm...
That's really interesting.
500th of a point closer.
That's really interesting that we, over 3 days, going dongless. So Mike's still, 19-something?
18.54.
Okay, well, he was in the 20s.
No.
Okay. I had 20 at one point, I'm pretty sure.
On Monday, you had 20, for sure. Like, no, there's no debating that. Anyway, what are the new scores?
0 for the week.
We covered that while you were...
Heath has 16.1. Mike has 18.5. I have 10.2.
So we are very close to moving the decimal point again.
No.
We said as soon as you...
We're good.
Do you currently have the longest dongless streak in show history?
No. Come on. I'm at 10.
The records...
I believe you had an 11 streak. It might be tied.
Okay, so you are, actually.
I have tied the longest.
He was so offended that I suggested maybe.
I'm dong parched.
One thing I did want to mention that's actually relevant to FanDuel and DFS, you might, if you're somebody that normally plays the squeeze, you might go on to get on the squeeze today and see it's so much smaller than normal. What happened? And it's back to $2. What happened?
It's because there's a super rally today.
Today is the day of the super rally. $300,000, 69,000 entries.
Nice.
$50,000 to first place.
Yes. I got a free ticket for the rally.
Oh.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
How'd you get that?
I won something.
Good job.
Yeah.
Nice. Very good.
So, I'm in there. I'm in the rally.
I'm going to make several Jacob deGrom attempts at the rally.
All right.
Tonight.
Mike, you're still on the Dong Chasers pick. And you you have only averaged $2,700 this week.
All you need is a dong.
You might want to consider being so cute and actually going and getting yourself a dong.
Give me Josh Dongoldson.
Josh Dongoldson. Heath, on the other hand, has been averaging $4,100 this week. So
he's doubling down with who he picked yesterday.
Might be time.
He knows who I'm picking, actually.
You're going with Joey Bats?
Yep,
of course he is. I was kind enough to leave that for you.
Yes.
Down to 38?
37.
3,700 Joey Bats. And like Mike, I was going super cheap to start the week, 28.33, and I am dongless, so going to go ahead and get on the board this time, going with Giancarlo Stanton against Robbie Ray. Giancarlo is locked in, and I think it's I think he's going to Dongtown tonight. So guess we're not going to go to another decibel place.
Well, if he doesn't get one,
he's going to get one.
Okay.
Weren't you listening?
Yeah. I don't believe in your ability to predict home runs. Oh. There's a reason for that.
Ye of little faith. Let's talk about our lineups. Does anybody, whoever has a non-Jacob deGrom lineup, gets to go first?
A non-Jacob deGrom
lineup? I already gave a non-Jacob deGrom lineup.
All right, so I will go first with my Jacob deGrom lineup since nobody has a non-deGrom lineup.
He's going to love it when I tell him that I have a non-DeGrom lineup after he reads his. Go ahead.
Well, you should have built it earlier. Jacob DeGrom going against the San Diego Padres. Then I've got Buster Posey going against the lefty, Chris Johnson, Tommy La Stella, Adrian Beltre, Adany Hechavarria, Giancarlo Stanton, Carlos Beltran, and Leonis Martin. I would need to see if Tommy La Stella is in the lineup, of course. But right now, that's the lineup.
Okay. This probably won't be my cash lineup, but it's one of my tournament. What I wrote about today was trying to find cheap contrarian plays.
Okay.
Because everybody's going to have DeGrom. I feel like a lot of people are going to have the same expensive bats. So I've got a few of those in here. Jacob DeGrom, Evan Gattis at catcher against a lefty.
Okay.
Edwin Encarnacion at first base. Brandon Phillips donged yesterday. Yep. He's still just 2,200 going up against. I mean, we talked about how bad Big Pasta is, Alfredo Simon. The other side of that game is Chase Anderson. It's not like the Reds are facing a good pitcher. They're another good stack. Aaron Hill at 2,300 at third base. Jimmy Rollins, who's 2,900. And I think it gets glossed over with Rollins. Like, he's not good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't been good for a couple of years. But he's still been good for the last 2 years against left-handed pitchers.
Okay.
And he gets a good matchup against, I think Henry Owens is a bad left-handed pitcher. So, and then my outfield, I spent some money, Joey Bats, George Springer, and Curtis Granderson.
Okay.
I like it. So I'm going to give it's definitely a tournament-only team.
Yep.
It's a Jays stack, of course. Kyle Hendricks, Russell Martin, Edwin Encarnacion, Jose Altuve.
Yes.
Josh Donaldson, Jonathan Villar, Jose Bautista, Dexter Fowler, and Franklin Gutierrez.
Are the Mariners facing a lefty?
No.
I don't think Gutierrez will play.
We'll see.
Okay. That would be the only... How much is he?
2,000.
So you can always put Aaron Hicks in there if you have to.
Yes, I can replace him. But.
Or maybe they'll bring in a lefty reliever late in the game and he'll get a pinch hit.
There you go.
I do have a DraftKings lineup.
Okay, wow.
We're ready today. We're ready, as we said before the show. Jacob deGrom and Adam Connolly are my pitchers.
Could also put Dustin Ackley in if they don't start Aaron Hicks.
Was it you that was kind of a Dustin Ackley guy, or is that Al?
It's definitely Chris. He's mentioned him at least 3 times on the podcast.
I've been a Dustin Ackley person.
Does Dustin Ackley have a hit this season? I'm wondering if there's been more references on this show to Dustin Ackley or Dustin Ackley hits.
It's tied now.
Okay.
I believe that's the second Dustin Ackley reference of the season.
I've got DeAndre Navarro at catcher. Going up against a lefty, hits those very well. Edwin Encarnacion, Brandon Phillips, Josh Donaldson, Zach Cozart. Cozart's a much better deal on DraftKings than he is on FanDuel. Ryan Braun, Jose Bautista, and George Springer.
Okay.
That's a good lineup.
Lots of money spent on the outfield today.
Let's go win $50,000. What are we going to do if one of us wins $50,000? We need a gentleman's agreement on the podcast. Someone wins $50,000 among the three of us, they have to give some of that to the group.
I
will refund your entry fees.
Here's what I think. It should probably be because some of us might be investing more into this specific contest than others.
I don't think that's true. If
one of us is playing $100 worth of entries and one of us is playing $50 worth of entries and one of us is playing $7 worth of entries.
I don't think $7 would how would $7 work?
You buy one for $5 and you won one on a $2 ticket.
Okay. It was a $1 ticket, actually.
I wasn't even talking about you, Chris. Yes, well, there will be some type of retribution.
Yes.
Not the correct word. See, that just makes me think of, like, horsemen and pestilence. And
yeah.
I don't want retribution. I just want cash.
I understand. Then go win it tonight.
You can use Venmo.
Go win it tonight.
I'm going to win it tonight.
Right.
And let's be honest, if I win it tonight, I'm not coming in tomorrow. So hopefully...
We'll see you on Monday.
So hopefully we won't see you tomorrow, guys. But we probably will.
Goodbye.